Hi, let's join Fred Kuhn now for another in-depth interview.
Welcome, everybody. Our guest today is Robin Schlinger. Robin has been with us before, and she'll be with us again, I'm sure. Today, Robin is going to talk about the senior executive service. But before we begin that, just give you a quick, simple bio. She has a Bachelor of Science in Chemical Engineering from MIT. She's a Master Career Director, a Certified Master Resume Writer, a Certified Federal Resume Writer, a Certified Professional Resume Writer, and the list goes on and on. So please check out the guest biographies page on the website, and her contact information is there if you wish to contact and have communication with Robin. So Robin, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Our real focus today is senior executive service. So I'll ask you this, Rob. What is SES, senior executive service? How can I find a senior executive service job if I want one?
Okay. The senior executive service is part of the federal government. These are the leadership positions in the federal government that are just below the presidential appointees. They are still part of the civil service, so they are based on a person's abilities to get those jobs rather than their political views, political relationships outside the federal government. So these are very, very senior. These are the people who actually run the government in many ways because they go and have these jobs that are not dependent upon, in general, the administration that is in charge of the government. So they'll step in and they have this great understanding of all the elements of running the bureaucracy that we call the federal government. They are the equivalent of vice presidents, presidents, CEOs, CIOs, CFOs in civilian positions. They also can be considered the equivalent of a military position of a general or higher. So these are really senior positions that require folks to have at least 10 years of experience with a lot of experience in leading people and directing people, as well as being very innovative and having a grand record of success.
Can I ask you a question? If a person becomes an SES officer or executive, can they be fired? And who fires them?
They can be fired. I mean, they do get reviewed by the heads of the agency. And there are levels of SES, so an SES can actually report to another SES. Okay. So they certainly can be fired because they certainly do get reviews. So this is not a permanent job. This is a job just like any other. If you don't do the job that's required, you can be fired from the job. And there have been cases of this happening over the years. You also, once you get one SES position, doesn't mean that that's your final one. You're now in the core of SES, which we'll talk about some of that process later, and you can be assigned to other SES jobs.
So let's continue talking about how do people find an SES job.
Okay, in general, most SES jobs are going to be found on USA Jobs. At any given time, there's probably about 100 to 200 of these jobs posted on the site. Many of these jobs may be available to the public, some are not. And even if they are available to the public, many of those jobs, the agencies already may have a good idea on who is going to get those jobs. If the agency doesn't have a good idea, in many cases, unlike most other jobs in the federal government, they also might reach out to recruiters to recruit people to fill these slots. So I have gotten folks that I've worked with who've been actually contacted by recruiters in order to apply for these jobs.
The type of recruiter that is recruiting these folks, they have a contract with the government, or how does that work?
I'm not quite sure. They probably are executive recruiters that have a contract with the government, because the agencies, when they're seeking specific people, like, for example, I got And it doesn't mean if you've been contacted by one of these recruiters, you are necessarily qualified for that job. For example, a few years ago, there was a job that was opened for, I think, FEMA to be in charge of firefighting aspects of the FEMA understanding for reaction to events. And I got contacted by about 20 folks, none of whom were qualified for the job.
So the types of people you said that are seeking these senior level or senior SES jobs, they're mostly at the VP and higher levels within the corporate structure. That would be the equivalency, right?
In general, yes. However, if you're in a Fortune 500 company, then a manager of managers, so you're a director, depending on your corporate structure, you may be suitable for an SES job.
Okay.
It is really important that you have managed managers in order to apply for an SES job in general. The failure I see is folks that are tapped for these jobs who have not had the span and control of large enough money. Remember, the federal government is huge, with budgets in the billions of dollars in general for SES, although you may be able to get a smaller agency with a lot of technical expertise for a little bit lower. I have only seen quite just a handful of folks successfully get an SES job if they have not managed managers and managers.
So what do we need to know about how you can find the job? You said go to USA Jobs. What's the next step, Robin?
The next step is you need to go ahead and very carefully read the job announcement. In order to have a chance at the job, you must have done and be the expert in, because you're senior jobs, in all of the job duties and meet all of the requirements and be able to meet all of the technical qualifications or professional technical qualifications or management qualifications, whatever they call it on the website, and you must have done everything there. In addition, if the job requires clearance, you must have that clearance unless you are really that special person. In addition, it will help you to network to those jobs to be sure that those jobs are truly open for somebody from the outside coming in. In many cases, they're already slated. That doesn't mean you shouldn't apply, because I have seen cases where the job has been slated, but someone else who is almost as qualified applied for that job, especially if they were internal in the agency, and management became aware of their qualifications within a month or a year. They wrote another job for that person specifically because they now knew that they were ready for SES.
So you fill out the application. What are the real tricks to the application, Robin?
The SES application is one of the most daunting applications that you're ever going to have to apply for a job. In fact, several agencies, including NASA, for the folks that they want for an SES job, actually hire folks to help them with this application. Many other agencies have something called a candidate development program to help their candidates get the competencies that are required for an SES job, as well as to help them fill out the application. So you probably want to talk to an expert to help you with it.
Well, I know you're an expert. You do this, don't you, Robin? I mean, you help executives with their applications. Is that correct?
That is correct. I have helped many hundreds to successfully get SES jobs, and I also have done writing for agencies as a contractor to help the folks not only evaluate their applications, but also write resumes and essays that are needed to get the job.
So if I fill out the application or have a professional like you working with me to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and that the right answers are in there, What's the interview process like?
Actually, I still want to get back to the application process.
Oh, okay.
First,
yeah,
because the application process is really, in the federal government, application actually, in some cases, is the interview. So it's very much the application process. The application process for SES, in many cases, at one point in the process, will not only be a resume, which can be sometimes 5 pages, sometimes as long as it needs to be, which addresses everything in the announcement. Nothing is assumed. So you have to address every single item in the announcement in your resume in a very detailed way. Then you need to address, there's something called executive core qualifications. And these can be either separate essays or included in the resume or both. And these cover 5 specific areas, which is going to be leading change, leading people, results driven, business acumen, and building coalitions. What they also cover when you're going to go ahead and do these is they cover a whole bunch of competencies in the ECQs, and you must address all of these competencies at a very high level. Then what happens, there may be several other essays that are specific to the job, and these are called the technical qualifications, professional technical qualifications, or management qualifications, which will require additional essays. These are very specifically written with the context, challenge, action, result formats that are prescribed by the Office of Personnel Management. Once you apply for these jobs, your resumes are read by professionals that may be within the federal government or contracted by the federal government for scoring. You first will be checked that you meet the requirements for the job, and then your resume itself and your essays will be scored, whether you're best qualified or not for this job. Generally, only the best qualified are going to be referred to the hiring manager. Now, the hiring manager can choose to interview you or not. And if you are going to be interviewed, these are going to be behavior-based interviews, generally based on a set of questions that are going to be based on what the job announcement is. And they can be different from different agencies, but generally they're behavior-based. And hopefully your resume with this contact challenge action result format has already covered all the examples that you're going to actually be asked in the interview. Now, once you pass that interview, you still are not ready to get that SES job. Your ECQs, whether you've written them now or you have to rewrite them once you're selected for that job, now have to go through something called a qualifications requirement board. And they're going to be judged based on all of those 27 competencies. There is a document that explains how these are scored. And you have to score either a 4, which is well qualified, or 5, that is best qualified, on each of these competencies in order to pass the qualifications requirement board. If you don't pass the first time, you'll be told why you didn't pass, and you will have a second time to be able to fix that, to be able to pass. But remember, you have to possess those in order to pass it.
It's a very complex process, isn't it, Robin?
It's a really complex process, and in many cases, my SES packages can be as long as 35 to 40 pages just for the application, and this is not unusual.
Sure, different than a 2-page resume.
Very different. I mean, the resume, it's going to be at least 5 pages because they sometimes prescribe a 5-page resume, and then you're going to need 10 pages for your ECQs and 2 pages each for each TQ. And some agencies don't prescribe the 5-page length, and I'm of the opinion to put everything that is relevant in the job because nothing is assumed.
Correct. You mentioned some competencies. What are some of the competencies?
I can read them off to you if you want me to. There's a lot of them. There's interpersonal skills, oral communication, integrity, honesty, written communication, continual learning, public service motivation. These are overarching ones.
Okay.
Then their competencies for leading change are external awareness, flexibility, resilience, strategic thinking, and vision. Leading people is conflict management, leveraging diversity, developing others, and team building. Results-driven requires accountability, customer service, decisiveness, entrepreneurship, problem-solving, and technical credibility. Business acumen deals with financial management, human capital management, and technology management. And building coalitions requires you have skills and competencies in partnering, political savvy, and influencing. And these are really directed ones, and they're very specific with the way the government defines these things.
Very, very interesting. Ron Vincus and I covered many of those in our book, Hire the EQ, Not the IQ. So all leaders need most of those competencies every day in their job. So it's not unusual. I can see why this thing gets to be 40 pages. It's an amazing document that you have to submit. What is the time it takes for a review, Robin? How long does that process take?
For me to go ahead and write an SES resume package will take me between 20 and 40 hours. I also send out a questionnaire, which is based on the announcement, which likely will take somebody 10 to 20 hours on their own time just to fill that out to get me the information that I need in order to create the package with you or with somebody else. And I also will spend several hours on the phone with you in most cases to clarify points.
So when you have this all together, what happens then? What's the timing generally for being hired?
It really depends on the announcement. I've seen it as quick as 1 week or as long as 1 year or more.
Wow. That's such a variance. Such a variance. What else should the listener know, Robin, about the senior executive service before we close out today?
Okay. If you're going to go for the senior executive service, you're not going to be doing it for the pay. Even though the jobs will pay anywhere from around $120,000 to $180,000 on its range, this is significantly less than most folks can earn at the levels that they're looking for outside the federal government. So unless you truly have this public service motivation and you truly have read the announcements and know that you're a match and have networked to those jobs, it is something that's quite the undertaking to take to be able to get there. However, for those folks who have that motivation and have been in the federal government and want to get these jobs, they are extremely rewarding to the folks that have them. I have worked with many SES folks as they've moved even in the SES ranks and have spoken to them and worked with them on even future documentation as they move up and they get awards in the SES ranks. And they tell me about how wonderful and rewarding their careers have been.
That's very nice feedback. Robin, thank you so much. Folks, our guest today has been Robin Schlinger. Robin is just a master career person for both the private and the federal sector. Let me just put it that way. Read her bio on our website. Robin, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing this wealth of knowledge that you have.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.